All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is just Grim ranting into the heavens, which I haven't done in a while. I don't have a whole lot to say, but basically, I just want to say that I've been talking to a lot of the younger guys, you know, that I work with, college guys, you know, they're all in there getting different things. Like one guy I'm talking to, he's going to be a physical therapist. He's a very smart dude. These are all black men, by the way, just letting you know, I work in black communities, so these are all black guys. And, you know, he's a very, very smart dude, like, really fucking smart, really sharp, knows way more about comics than I do, knows way more about Marvel and shit than I do. It's like, holy crap. And, you know, these guys, they love their anime. Absolutely, guys like, man, we got a guy that doesn't even really talk. He says, man, we got One Piece, we got Demon Slayer, we got all these different things. He's basically saying if Japan had become like China and there wasn't like any Japanese anime anymore and it was all Chinese anime, there's still plenty of stuff like One Piece and all that crap to go through, so he'd be okay with that. But anyway, yeah, these guys, you know, they're all into that kind of stuff. And like, one of these, like, the guy I'm talking about, he's built, like, he's a very muscular guy, you know, he's a strong, we're not talking about, you know, like, a weak dude, but, I mean, there's, like, three of them. Well, no, they're different builds, you know, different ages, but, the one guy, not even him. Let me just start talking about the whole thing. Now, first of all, I was talking about, you know, RPM's thing of always hiring a professional. And of course, my boss, he says that it would be too much for his pride, you know, for something like that. And I may have mentioned this in one of my open mic videos, but it's too much for his pride for that. But I mentioned something about, like, yeah, you know, just get one that you could program from the ground up. You know, these guys like to talk to these robot or AI girls. And they're like, why don't you just get your robot girl? I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, just get you like a sex doll or something. I mean, they don't know I have one. But they're like, oh, just get one of those. And I'm like, well, yeah, but the robot ones don't talk and they don't move. And he's like, why do you need it to move? Like, really? He's like, yeah, why do you need it to move? And another guy says, why do you need them to walk and talk? I literally was mentioning what Phil had said, you know, getting them to walk and talk is something I'd never want. And basically he said, yes, like, that's the problem with the real ones now, they don't know when to shut up. I'm like, holy shit, these guys are a lot different than when I was growing up. Like, they're actually tired of women's bullshit. I mean, they talk about fucking them and all that kind of stuff, and they like those love songs and all that, but there's a lot of young men that are openly honest about just not wanting to deal with women's shit anymore. And there's a lot of women that are, I mean, because I work with young women too, that are openly honest about not wanting to deal with men's shit anymore. So we have a completely different, like, I guess you could say paradigm going on than what was going on in my day. Things have changed a lot, guys. It's just way different than I'd ever expected. And the guy's like, oh yeah, man, there's no, get a sex doll, it's no big deal. Like, I mean, a lot of guys love them. I'm like, holy shit. Like, if this was 10, 15 years ago, I'd be thrown out of the damn building for saying, you know, oh yeah, sex doll, you know, go with that. They think I'm fucking crazy. There's even guys that I talked to when I first started working there about 6 years ago, like, sex doll? Nah, fam, that ain't me. I can't do that. But these guys are like, no, I mean, it's a thing. It don't even matter. I remember when there were young men that were telling me, oh, yeah, you know, male sex toys, masturbation stuff. Oh, yeah, VR, all that kind of stuff. I'm like, really? Y'all are into that? They say, yeah, it's a thing. And the girls, too. Like, well, damn, everything is, like, just completely changed now. It doesn't even matter. Like, people are like, oh, yeah, sex doll, you must be a degenerate. I'm talking to guys that definitely are religious. And they're like, I don't care. Don't bother me. Like, it's a better alternative to some of the shit that men deal with now. And I said to the guy that's going to be a physical therapist, because he's going for his doctorate and everything, I said, well, you know, you're going to be making a lot of money. Are you worried about gold diggers? He said, now let me tell you something. I keep my money real close. It is hard pulling money away from me. He's like, that is how I've always been. I said, yeah, but there's a lot of young men that say it, and then they get that right girl. He said, I don't know, I'm going to be different. And I mean, I know a lot of guys say that. But I'm hoping that maybe this guy will be. Maybe this generation will be that damn generation that's like, you know what? We're going to do things a little differently. I mean, I don't know about marriage and all that kind of stuff as far as, you know, some of the guys have wives. I know one guy has wives, but they talk about side pieces all the time, too. It's just a whole different generation, man. I'm not used to any of this. Like, people fucking around on the side while being married and it being cool. Just not something I thought I'd ever see, you know? But I've talked about something else. I said, so, you know, what do you think we got to do with men today? You know, they talk about men ain't shit, men are bad, nobody likes men. And I said, you know, I don't know if there really is anything we can do about it. And he said, you know, that's where you're wrong. And I said, okay, tell me what you think we can do. And he said, well, first of all, we need to stick together. I said, what do you mean? He's like, men need to stick together. We need to form a brotherhood of men. Like, he's a Mason, okay? And he's a Mason from a long line of Masons. I didn't know that. He's actually got a brand on his arm. I thought it was just a college thing. No, he was branded into the Masonry, the Mason Lodge. And he takes it very seriously. He actually pulled out a necklace and showed me his shield. And he said, this goes way back. And I said, do you think this is what men need? And he said, absolutely. Men need to bond together and they need a brotherhood. They need like a kinship. If men can put away their differences and, you know, stop being tribal, which we absolutely are. Let me tell you something, guys. When I say brotherhood, I literally mean the impossible. This is what TFM tried to do. And he basically said, fuck them, you know. But ideally, if we want to fix the problem, we'd have to do it. I know a lot of people don't like the trads, right? And you don't like, and the trads don't like the degenerates. And they don't like the PUAs, and then the incels, and then the, you know, the whatever else. We've literally grouped everybody into everything and forgot that we're all men. Like, regardless. Let me tell you something. You know what? Maybe you're playing a game right now, and maybe there's a PUA guy that you don't like. What if I told you that PUA guy might like the same game you do, or maybe the same band, or the same music, or something like that? Maybe he likes watching the same show. You might not like this guy. You may not like you might not give a damn about what he has to say. You're like, man, I don't care about that Donovan Sharp. He sounds like he's a fucking cuck. Or I don't care about that, who's that guy? Damn, that guy with the glasses. You know, they always have the glasses and the beards. Sunglasses beards, I've been calling them. But yeah, maybe one of these guys. You don't like these guys, right? But I bet you there's something about those guys that's actually pretty cool. Like, that you would find, oh yeah, hey, that guy's actually into some things that I kind of like. And there's your kinship right there. Just like if you're going to find a woman, it's always better if you go find one that's into the kind of hobbies you have, or kind of fakes that she has the hobbies you have, you know, because she wants to get close to you. Or maybe she is into the shit and she wants to find somebody that's into that thing. That does happen. A lot of people say women don't have hobbies. I've met women that do have hobbies. But, you know, for the most part, I mean, I don't know how much they stick to them. It's one of those things. I mean, you find a gamer girl in parentheses. Yeah, sometimes she doesn't, like, bathe that much, you know. It's one of those things. I'm not saying, like, she smells better or anything. I'm just saying that she's too busy. She's like you are. Sometimes you might go a couple days without a shower, or a day or two without a shower because you're playing a game. And you hit the bed real late at night and you gotta work. You're like, damn, I ain't got really time to go hit the shower, so that's kind of like she is. I mean, because that's a gamer life, you know? You're playing a game and you lose track of time. But, yeah, anyway, What I'm trying to say is I like the idea that these young men are coming together and finding answers. And the answer is not what we've been doing. We've been getting all these stupid internet wars about PUA, MGTOW, incel, trad, whatever you fucking want to call everybody we got today. And the only real thing we can do is bond together. Even if you don't fucking like somebody. Like, oh, I don't give a shit about you. I mean, there's a few people I'm like, fuck that guy. But what if that guy hasn't done anything remotely wrong? Like, sure, you can say, you know, selling guys tips on getting laid and, you know, leading them the wrong way could be a bad thing. But I'm talking about, like, something remotely wrong. Like, I mean, I told you about that one PUA guy a long time ago that feels really bad for what he did and sold his business and all that. Yeah, I mean, there is some pretty harsh consequences for that, too, as far as, you know, leading men astray and fucking their lives up and all that kind of thing. Yeah, that's true. But what I am saying is, you know, he hasn't done, like, murdered anybody or child stuff. You know, anything that we consider absolutely volatile. I mean, sure, everybody's done some fucking grifter shit, okay? There's a lot of grifting going on. TFM grifted the dolls for a while until he realized, oh, not everybody's into that, and some people wish they hadn't bought them. I've noticed a few people that wish they hadn't bought their dolls. It's nothing against the doll owners, just dolls aren't for everybody. I still have mine, but, you know, it's a little different. It's not like, I mean, 6 years later, it's just, I don't know, maybe I have to go through some more bad relationships or something. I don't fucking know. Get these Filipina girls upset at me, then I'll jump to the doll or something. I have no idea, man. But, at any rate, yeah, it's just, it's not for everybody, you know? Everything's not for everybody, and that's one thing that you gotta keep in mind when it comes to these sorts of things. So, you know, aside from the grifting, though, what have they really done that you consider, like, absolutely reprehensible? And yeah, some of these guys have done some absolutely reprehensible things, like drugging women to drinks and shit like that. Like, they're in jail for that. And they deserve to be. They need to be. We put people like that in jail. But yeah, aside from that, like, I don't really have anything against Donovan Sharp. Like, I mean, like I said, do I care for what he has to say sometimes? No, not really. And we probably disagree on a lot of things. And what about playing with fire? Remember that guy that used to come over here and debate with us? Like, I don't really have anything against the guy. He just wants pussy all the time. If that's his thing, that's cool. I mean, look, I'm not gonna fucking hate him for that, but I don't think it's the way a man should, you know, gauge his worthiness in the world. It took a damn feminist movie to show us that we were enough by ourselves, you know? Kind of crazy, right? But anyway, but even aside from that, like, I don't hate the guy. I mean, even me and Undead Chronic don't get along in a lot of things. I remember one time I jumped in a chat and he fucking left quick. So, but I don't hate the guy. I don't have anything against him. I remember Empress wanted to go on there and start some trash with him. I don't know. We're gonna, I mean, that's what it would have been. It's fucking garbage. I mean, let's be honest. It was, she was just gonna get just completely destroyed on that show, and I didn't want it. But yeah, we're not gonna talk about that either. But anyway, I ain't got nothing against him. I ain't got nothing against a lot of these guys. So, but it, you guys gotta forgive me. I've been working all fucking day, so I'm kind of exhausted. But what I'm trying to say is that it's better if we kind of work together, and then instead of trying to fight against each other, like there's all these wars for culture. Oh, it's gotta be this way. It's gotta be that way. It's gotta be this way. It's gotta be that way. Oh, it's communism. Oh, it's, what do you want to call it? trad fascism or whatever they want to call it, or nationalism, whatever that, the white nationalism. I don't know what they're calling it. Some guys are full on fascism. They want fascism. Some guys are like me, more libertarian, independent. So, yeah, it's a bunch of men fighting against each other just because we have ideas that are different thoughts in our heads, really. Well, the thoughts in my head are this way. The thoughts in my head are that way. The thoughts in my head are it's just because of each different things we're thinking. That's literally all it is. Like, if somebody wanted to put a conspiracy on this, like, the powers that be would have, like, satellite waves, and they would beam different messages into men's heads so that they would turn against each other instead of working towards one goal, which would be to mend the image that people have regarding men and masculinity. Because, again, it's like he said, we need masculine men. If we don't have masculine men, if we don't have masculinity, if we don't have strong men that want, you know, want to have, I won't even say women, but want to have wives and families, like, we're fucked. Like, that shit matters. That part of the trad deal actually matters, because if you don't have the people, you don't have a civilization. Every civilization is its people. If you don't have the numbers, you don't fucking matter. Some other civilization with the numbers will conquer you, and TFM has said this time and time and time again. It's been proven true time and time and time again. If you don't have a military, if you don't have strong men, another nation will come in and fucking trample over yours. That's literally what will happen. So, yeah, they're right about that. But with men fighting against each other and not being able to accept their differences, we're never going to have that. We're going to be just completely trounced into nothing by whatever country does have strong men and values. You know, but at least there's one man that fucking knows how it works. And, you know, again, he had a really strong upbringing, really determined. He's like, well, you know, it's going to be 8 years for me to become a doctor, but I'll have a doctorate by the time I'm 30. And I'm looking at seven figures just starting out. And he's a guy that can actually go to you and say, hey, you know, if you've got a bad back, you should be doing this. You should be doing that. Like, he's one of these guys that just doesn't go in there and say, oh, I know how to do it. He's like, okay, this is an exercise you do for this. This is an exercise you do for that. He's like, you don't even need to go see a chiropractor. You can do this yourself. He even showed me the exercise. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, do that, and you can pop it. And you can fix it yourself, and you'll feel better. I'm like, damn. He's like, yeah. See, that's the kind of physician I'd want to go see. Somebody would be like, oh yeah, go do this. This will fix you up. Because that's what people want. They want it. I don't want the pain anymore, right? Yeah, exactly. So yeah, guy's got a good head on his shoulders. And I want to see more men with good heads on their shoulders. I'm seeing a lot more, by the way. I'm seeing a lot more men with good heads on their shoulders. I'm seeing a lot more men that need some work, but I'm seeing some with some heads on their shoulders. I'm not even perfect, okay? I complain a lot. I need to work on that, but that's just the way I've always fucking been. Because, you know, I used to have a show where I rant and rave about shit. Well, I still do have a show where I rant and rave about shit, don't I? I just don't scream at the top of my lungs like I used to. But, yeah. When you're living in clown world, you know, since we got the little circus music right now, it's good that we got men that have the wherewithal to maybe kind of fix this shit, right? I mean, we need more. I mean, it's a step in the right direction. Maybe after all these years of men getting beaten down and told they gotta be this way and that way, they're like, you know what? Fuck this. We want to be men. We want to be what's in our biology, not what they're fucking telling us to. There was a video I watched where they're like, hey, it was the elites. You know that guy that's the advisor to Klaus Schwab? He's basically like, okay, you know, there's so many different algorithms out there, and kids are basically growing up with these algorithms. Pretty soon, they're not going to be told, they're not going to just know whether they're gay or straight. The algorithm's going to tell them. The algorithm's going to say, oh, hey, you're straight. Oh, hey, you're gay, or you're bisexual, or you're pan, or you're whatever. The algorithm will do it. The algorithm's already doing a great job if you look at TikTok. All the things that kids think they are, that's just a fucking example of social media engineering. It's literally all that shit was to engineer and fucking bring down the country. That's literally all it was. Demoralization and deconstruction of the whole fucking country. I mean, we built America, and they're trying to destroy it. And they're doing it from the inside with the youth. They're doing a damn good job of it, aren't they? Well, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll be out, and I'll see you next time when Grim rants into the heavens.